Welcome back. It's time now for Media Watch. James Creedence here. We have a bit of controversy on our hands tonight, don't we? Le Monde's London correspondent claims that Goldman Sachs has developed a network of influential figures across Europe, which includes the new head of the European Central Bank.
It's amazing.
A sense of conflict of interest.
It's pretty extraordinary stuff. Page 2 of Le Monde today, the European Freemasonry of Goldman Sachs. And what they mean by Freemasonry is the way in which the Freemasons operate is it's a network. Mm-hmm. And Goldman Sachs essentially, according to the London correspondent, I mean, it's pretty difficult to refute what he says, have put in place a network across Europe. Who does that include? You've got Mario Draghi. Let's have a look at his photo here online. He's the new head of the European Central Bank, former vice president of Goldman Sachs Europe. You've also got the current prime minister, unelected prime minister of Italy. That's Mario Monti. He was a former advisor to Goldman Sachs from 2005 up until the point when he was made prime minister. You've also got the prime minister of Greece by the name of Lucas Papademos. And he was a former head of the Greek Central Bank at the time when Greece came into the Eurozone. Now, what they're saying here is the figures that Greece presented, we've been hearing this for a long time now, that the figures were not honest. And in fact, it seems that Goldman Sachs helped Greece to present a better face to the world through very complicated financial instruments known as swaps. This was a financial instrument that Goldman Sachs helped Greece to conceal its debt with.
That's since been referred to as lies and manipulation by various observers since, hasn't it?
But what's extraordinary is that the Greek Central Bank was, I suppose, complicit with Goldman Sachs in concealing the true extent of Greek debt. And you had Lucas Papademos at the head of the Greek Central Bank at that time. And he goes through various other figures. You've also got this guy, a former European commissioner, an Irishman by the name of Peter Sutherland. He helped to place Mario Monti, who is now the Prime Minister, at the head of the Trilateral Commission, according to Le Monde. That's a key inner circle for the global elite. So what you're seeing here in this article is a list of names of people who have very close associations with Goldman Sachs, who have very senior positions, either in central banks or at government level in several different European countries.
So Goldman Sachs, Freemasons, all linked together, and Le Monde basically going public on it and saying this is
Le Monde going public on the whole thing. And what's interesting is their London correspondent, a guy by the name of Mark Rush, he wrote a book called The Bank, How Goldman Sachs Rules the World. Now, it won the French Business Book Award in 2010. So he's not somebody who's a sort of a wacky conspiracy theorist.
Mark Rush
is a serious journalist.
He's a serious journalist. He's been a guest on France 24. You know, I'm not saying we agree or disagree with what he's saying, but you know, he's a man whose reputation is good.
Absolutely,
you know, he's not crazy.
And he goes into great length at this article, which is well worth reading for those who do read French, saying that since 1986, Goldman Sachs has been extending into the European market. Of course, originally an American bank, and they have targeted former European commissioners and former managers at central banks throughout Europe to work on their behalf. And they often don't tell the people who they're dealing with that they are actually associated with Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs then allegedly has access to information which is favourable. It's very very serious charges, but very well laid out.
Okay,
and very
you've
well,
been reading Le Monde. Yeah. You've also been watching television from Lebanon. You like this one?
This is pretty amazing stuff. This is a battle, well, a fight at least, between Mustafa Alouche,